You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. All right, today's video is brought to you by Worthless, the young person's indispensable guide to choosing the right major. Curse of the High IQ, which everyone here tuning in should go by and read, because if you're tuning in, you're much smarter than you realize, and it is a drawback, not a help, especially in today's society. And then also get Bachelor Pad Economics, even though it's Bachelor Pad, it is for women as well. And if you read those books, you will be so much better off in the future than me. We have a question related to those books. A young man writes, 17-year-old lost in life. What should I do? This is going to be long. I'll pay extra because I don't like wasting people's time and I really need the advice. I'll pay whatever it costs for a YouTube video. I'm a senior in high school. I'm about to be 18. I'm at the point where when I wake up, I am pissed because of how my life is. That means you're sane because school sucks, life sucks, and ain't nobody telling you the truth. We're going to get into other details why I know his life sucks, but pretty much you could assume if you're going to school, life sucks. I'm at the point of blah, 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 blah. I have a 3.5 GPA, but I don't think a GPA means anything. And I tried in freshman and sophomore year, mostly by cheating, though. I think high school is the biggest waste of time, to be honest, all except college. Yes, college is an even bigger waste of time than high school if you major in the liberal arts or the social sciences, because you pay for it on top of it. At least, ostensibly in high school, you learn like calculus if you want to, some of the sciences and all that. But high school is also largely a waste of time. I mean, there's no reason most people should be going to school beyond eighth grade. Most people. But we could do so much more with it's my opinion. You could have everyone have degrees in engineering by the age of 18. Certainly some trades or some skills. But that's not the point purpose of the education system. Not always, boys and girls. It's to babysit you because your parents don't want to raise you because they want to work to pay for things. That's the truth. Sorry, I don't make up the truth. Somebody else does. So yeah, it is a big waste of time. So the point I'm making is you're not wrong. You're sane. Anybody who likes school is mental in the head or a kiss up who's some kind of sadist in waiting who's going to become the next guy with a funny mustache. Or Megan Whitmer. I'm kidding. She's way worse than the guy with the funny mustache. School makes me miserable. At school, almost every time I'm not doing something, I think of how I hate being there. I want to drop out, but my mom said I will get kicked out. Not sure if she's serious or not. I have a job and have saved up about 7,000 saved up. I also sell snacks at school. All right, so you got some entrepreneurial stuff and you work. Yeah, man, school sucks. Have you had your IQ tested? Probably because you're bored out of your mind. Don't be surprised you got an IQ of 130. I work on average 40 to 50 hours a week. Look at this. This kid works 40 to 50 hours a week and still goes to school full time. Shows you how dumb this high school is. And I can handle it going to school at the same time easily. I recently started working out. I did before, but I wasn't consistent. I'm interested in joining the Marine Corps and trying to go into special forces. I like the brotherhood part of it. It's also badass. My second option, me and my friend were talking about moving in together, working 68 hours a week during construction, landscape, or whatever, decent paying jobs and saving for a couple of years. After we save, we start flipping houses or buying mobile homes, run out. Whoa, 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 whoa. I know this isn't long, what I don't like. Wasting people's time. I'll pay extra. I'm a Mexican and my parents want me to go. Are you really? Because you speak English pretty good for it. You're American. I presume you were born here. Parents want me to go to college and be a dentist. That's not bad. I think I would KMS. We know what that means. Self-terminate. If I was a dentist, I'm definitely not going to college because I dislike school. I've been thinking about dropping out, getting a GED. My parents might kick me out. If I had the dropout, be fine running. Okay. All right. All right. Here, well, let's go through a couple. We got several things. All right. First, dude, we're going to make lemonade out of lemons. All right. You are not going to drop out of school and hear me out. Okay. The reason you're not, you've come this far. You are 17. You've been in school for 12 years. Now you're going to fumble it at 13. No, just you're working full time. School is easy. You hate being there. All right, fine. Okay, I get it. But you didn't come this far not to graduate from high school. Now, I'm going to tell you, like, if it was me and your parents were going to kick you out, yeah, get your GED. You got your GED at 14. You could have avoided this whole thing. But we're not here now. But the lemonade we're going to make out of the lemon that you got to do one more year in school, couple things. One, you're letting school make you miserable, which you should, but you really need, if you could learn this skill early on, it's going to make life so much easier for you as an adult, and you'll be way, I can't guarantee you'll be way richer, but I put money on you being way richer. If you can practice stoicism, achieve accepting that you are not going to achieve anything in high school and not let it bother you, and then while you're at school, work on other productive things, that is going to help you out in your career when you're working for someone else. Because just so you, in case you were wondering, when you get out of high school and let alone college, you go and work in the real world, they still waste your time. If you're bored in school, you're going to be bored at work. And so if you haven't read it, go get the book, How Not to Become a Millennial. And read chapter, God, I've read it a million times before. It's very important. Your career is not the most important thing in life. And learn about my Zen, how I learned to Zen out at work. Doing filing and faxing, even though I was infinitely overqualified for certainly more. You're overqualified for school. Go there, get the good grades. All right, you already got a 3.5. Say you cheated, doesn't matter. You got a 3.5. So I would get straight A's this year. Do it. And the reason why is because if you get a good GPA, then you can get into a college. And not, you know, and all colleges are roughly the same except for the Ivy League. You're not going to get into the Ivy League. Don't worry about that. But you're going to have a pretty good GPA. All right? Because here's the thing. I'm going to bet you're smart. And I'm going to bet that your hatred for slavery, which is what essentially you're enslaved to this school. You're going to prison is what you're doing for 8 hours a day. So I get it. All right. But if you could just get a good GPA, you learn and use this year experience like, okay, I don't want to be here, but I'm going to develop the skill of making the most of it and not letting it piss me off all the time. It's going to go. That is going to be almost, well, it's going to be more valuable than most college degrees. But it's going to be almost as valuable as a valuable degree. Having that ability, then you get good grades. Then you have the college route open to you. You don't have to take no remedial crap or anything like that. All right, so you're already working. You're getting good grades, earned or not, doesn't matter. Use this as, and then try not to get pissed off at school. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, while you're in school, do what I did at work. Work on other things. Do you have a business idea? Do you want to teach yourself something else? Do you want to take some classes online? Like, here's something you could try. Let's say you got an English composition class your senior year in high school because you're a senior. Why not go to the local community college online and take an English composition class at the same time? And then you use the same papers. You got the money for it. Why not go? Take a calculus. Okay, take a calculus at school. Why don't you take calculus at college online? All right. Or there's some kind of entrepreneurial idea. Have you researched schools, potentially schools? Have you sat down and researched the Marine Corps? That's all work. Not just going and doing it. Research, you can figure out strategic planning. My God, you could sit down and strategically plan stuff that is guaranteed to happen, but sit down and research and evaluate your options. This is what I did at pretty much every job I had. I would always have a to-do list so that when they didn't have work for me to do, just like you're in high school, you could write things down and figure out. And so you got a plan. You got your act together. So there's that. And then like what? You're at the school, right? They got a gym, right? Go to the gym. Lift your weights. Save yourself the 30 minutes of driving to the gym from home. So that's the first thing you're going to do. Second thing, you're going to take an IQ test and you're going to try because you need to assess what your raw potential and ability is. And I have a feeling you're going to be surprised. I have a feeling you're going to come in at least 115, more like 120, 125. Wouldn't surprise me if you're at 130. What that's going to do is it's going to open up your eyes, say, look, okay, you got the work ethic. you have the hustle and the creativity and the innovation. You and your buddy potentially going to go be entrepreneurs, but you also got the brains. So now, yeah, dude, you could be a dentist. Now, maybe you don't want to be a dentist because you don't like looking at people's teeth. But right now, you're thinking, I'll just be a landscaper. Why? Because you're Mexican? Because you hate school? Well, shoot, that would make us all landscapers. Minus the Mexican part. But what if you got an? What if you're like Atham? You're really intelligent. You know, and you could become a chemical engineer. You could become a doctor. Not that there's anything wrong with landscaping and making money. There's certainly nothing wrong with that. But why don't you figure out whether or not you got the capacity for more intellectual endeavors and professions rather than just hard labor? There's nothing wrong with either. Lord knows, with the lack of hard skilled labor, you guys can make some good money if you just show up on time and on budget. All right. So there's that. Stick around for school. Okay, man. Just deal with it. I'm not saying you gotta take the biggest load. Just get through and graduate, all right? Make your time. Learn how to be productive while a prisoner. that unto itself is a good post right there. That would make a good thought piece. But learn how to be productive as a prisoner, because you're gonna be somebody's prisoner for a long time to come. Working out. Good. Continue working out. Interesting. Enjoy the Marine Corps. All right. Here's the other thing. You're still going to do all this. I still want you to join the Marine Corps because you can do it now. You can do it while you're young. Okay. You're going to regret it if you don't down the road and you're too old or too late. You get a good career and like, oh, I just never had the time. But they're going to prefer you graduate from high school, and they're going to prefer a high GPA, and they're going to prefer a high ASVAB score. So instead of, and I know you want to go into special forces, but let's say you really like the Marines, but you mailed everything in, you didn't try your best, and you did really crappy on all these tests, and your IQ is very, you score low, but your IQ is very high. You didn't try at the ASVAB, so you scored low, and now you get a crappy MOS. Right? As opposed to like, oh, hey, look at this guy. He's whatever, leadership material or special op material. You know, and let's say you don't get into special op, it's still worth it because of the many reasons I've listed before, financially, health, and all that other stuff. So I would do that. And your second option, me and a friend were talking about moving in together, working 80 to 60 hours a week during construction, landscape, whatever, decent paying jobs, and saving for a couple of years. Okay, I'm not against that, but that's really selling yourself low. Not that you shouldn't, like, you know, you're going to need a job during your off hours, like whatever you preserve for training or if you get a little bit of free time. Yeah, go work landscaping, make that extra money. I'm not saying don't do that. You could even do maybe a landscaping company. But I like, you haven't given yourself you can always do landscaping, do it until you're old. You can always do that. You can always maybe go to college with a good scholarship, join the Marine Corps, or join ROTC, where they pay you to go to college. Please research and analyze and look into yourself and figure out if you're capable of more than just landscaping, right? Because landscaping will always be there. And then if that fails and you can't join them, let's say you got a medical condition you didn't know. Oh, we can't join. You got whatever. Hoof and mouth. Oh, God, no, not the hoof and mouth. You know, I think that's a cattle-borne disease, but you can't join the Marines or any military. All right, now I'll do plan B. But then you say, after we save, we start flipping houses or buying mobile homes to rent out to our house. Did you just see what happened to the rent moratorium? No, man, you don't flip houses. You don't rent out to people in the United States. People in the United States are scumbags, man. They don't want to pay their rent. They think housing is a right. You don't become a landlord. You say, well, what if I moved to the state? It was national. There's no reason to become a landlord now, not in the United States. If you want to buy a house for yourself, fine. Rent the room to somebody's okay. And flipping, are you good at carpentry? Are you? Because, no, I don't see people making that much money flipping houses. I don't. And that's dude bro stuff. I think just for my sake, will you try really hard the academic route and learn to be productive as a prisoner? And the military, absolutely, before that land. And then you do your 2 to 3 years. Guess what? You come out, you're 18, you're 22. You can still landscape. You could be an old fart like me and pick rocks at 46 years old. But if ever you do get to that position when you got money, I would not be flipping houses. I don't know where you are, but heaven help you if you're Mexican or Mexican descent and you're in California. I would not be buying houses there. I know this is long and I don't like, it wasn't long, dude. You got to the point, man. Wasting people's time, so I'll pay extra if it's too long. I'm Mexican. My parents want me to go to college and be like a dentist. Oh, we already read that. Been thinking about dropping out, getting my GED. My parents might kick me out. Well, your parents are still married. And it seems like they love you. So that's good. If I had like 30 to 20, I'd drop out, be fine on my own renting with a friend. Yeah, until your friend doesn't pay the rent and all that. Just, dude, just, you came 12 13ths. What's another 13th going to cost you? It's going to cost me a year. True. There you go. I have spoken. This is the way. All right, let's get to the Super Chats. Just so you know, I will be going through the Miss Super Chats later on this week. Aaron, isn't it Thursday? Yeah, I know. It's almost, next 7 days. Maxi Mike, $2. Forget college. Follow your heart and money will follow. Yeah, college is worthless. There's no reason to go. Notice, like, none of these things are like, yeah, go to college unless it's like engineering or something. School, but college is a waste in general. I know. This is why ideally you would homeschool yourself. You'd be an autodidactic at like the age of 10. Say, Mom, Dad, can I teach myself? You Doogie Howser it up. You get yourself a degree by the age of 14 or 15, which I think every kid is capable of doing. You get years experience. So by the time you're 18, bada boom, bada bing, you're set. And then you're not some, you know, millennial who finally gets a job that pays a living wage at 40, moves out of the house and kind of slowly starts paying down their student loan debt at almost a quarter their age at 14. You're already making money because you didn't go to college. Maxi Mike. Oh, Chris, you're wearing the same shirt as your last video. Okay. I only have so many shirts. Actually, I want to throw away some of my clothing because I'm like, I don't need as much clothing. Maxi Mike, $2. Boomers are America's gift to the world. You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah. Boomers are, yeah. So is cancer. Wisdom Vision Production, $2. What order do you recommend you reread your books? Ooh. I would recommend probably Bachelor Pad Economics first. Then you could skip Worthless unless you're about to go to college or that age. For guys, I'd recommend after that, The Book of Numbers. For girls, I'd recommend Poor Richard's Retirement. Men, after The Book of Numbers, I'd read Poor Richard's Retirement. And then last, but also required reading, I would read How Not to Become a Millennial. That's what I would do. I'm sure I got other books. I don't know. I'm just looking through the pile I got now, of which I have to mail these out because people wanted signed copies, which is very expensive. Scrolling. Michael Worley, $5. Man, thanks to you, I went from majoring in speech therapy to accounting. I now make 50 grand. I'm working on the CPA exam. There you go. There you go. Oh, I'm sorry, liberal arts college professors. I took a little bit more money away from you. Did I tell you guys I did the math and I estimated conservatively I have cost the liberal arts and the social sciences $600 million preventing all these kids from majoring in those fields? $600 million. I'm kind of proud of that. Kind of like, hey, I did make a difference. W. Ed Shea, $5. When it was time to leave high school, I knew I was too dumb to go to college, so I went into the Navy. No useless degree, no debt. Best decision ever, Cap. Thanks. Yeah. You're not going to find a better deal than the military. Now, maybe today's labor market is a little bit different. But even then, like with the good pay that's going around right now, you don't get free food, clothing, shelter, education, and healthcare. Military still is the best deal. Did I miss any? Or are we good? Okay, I think we're caught up. Hang on. A couple more. I'm going to sit in my hot tub. Red Sulfur, $5. I know colleges are promoting women in STEM programs. Can they make a positive difference, though? Yeah, they can. Yeah. I mean, if you want to close the wage gap, ladies, start majoring in real things. So I'm all for that. And not necessarily STEM, you know, accounting, actuarial science, the dentistry programs. Yes. That is a positive difference because they're telling the truth. But then you got a lying sack of, oh, you want to talk about the most evil guy? Go look up Hamline University's new law dean. Hamline University over in St. Paul, Minnesota. This guy wants to get rid of the bar exam because minorities can't pass it as much and they'd still make great lawyers. Okay, it's like, hold it. All right, number one, law degree is like one of the worst investments you can make. Two, especially at Hamline, which is a no-name school. It's probably a tier three. It's like horrific. And three, they have been targeting minority women, law schools in particular, to go to law school because, well, they're worthless undergrad degrees, all the liberal arts. And so they have to get a master's degree and they all go to law because they're going to save the planet or whatever cause. But it disproportionately affects women and minorities, impoverishing them. Especially if you go to Hamline. I mean, Hamline, what's the Hamline? Law school tier. Ranked between 144th and 193rd in best law school. If you're 193rd, are you really part of the best law schools? Here's where they, you think I don't care about minorities, $47,000 a year. I don't know how they got a range that's almost 50 places. No. Don't go to college. In this case, yes, they are making a positive difference. Go to STEM, go to the trades, go to the military. Don't go to law school. But it's my dream. Fine, go to law school, go $300,000 in debt. Wonder why you're poor. Java 09, $2, epidemiology, how diseases spread. Oh, okay. I am wrong. I think we caught up. Are we caught up? Oh, Mike Worley, $5. I also stopped a buddy from going for a JD MBA at Vandy. The debt would have crushed him. Oh, gosh. They combined an MBA and a Juris Doctorate? Oh, what's Vandy? Here. I dated a black girl. She couldn't pass the bar. She took a couple times. We broke up anyway. She called me crass. Yeah. But the problem is, if she took the bar, that meant she went to law school, which means she incurred a ton of debt, right? She was going to save the world and social justice and all that, right? Am I right, Blaze 2019? She was going to make a difference. Mexi Mike, $2. Got a genius idea. Hear me out. Student loan forgiveness. Vanderbilt. Is that a highly ranked school? I don't know. All right, there you go. Questions, answers, azzleconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.